The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Not again!
Strangers with this kind of honesty make me go a big rubbery one.
You're not a eunuch, are you?
Requested function will require 2 hours to complete.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to What You Know Net Radio, a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
You seem somewhat familiar. Have I threatened you before?
Thank you, and once again, welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I am What You Know. I had one of my usual horrific nightmares last night, but one thing that stuck out at me was this garbage can that was hooked into the electrical system for the house. It was generating electricity for the house by decomposing garbage. Well, after thinking about it for a while, I've decided to try and turn this dream into reality. I want to turn your everyday household waste into enough electricity to run your entire house. So I applied to the government for a research grant. I asked simply, what would I have to do to get the funding for this project? I think that I can actually pull it off, and if I'm successful, I'd be able to make normal household waste produce enough electricity to run a typical house. I think it's a great idea of myself, but I need funding to pursue it. What do you think, Sam?
Simply What You Know, I think this idea stinks. Can we get on with the news now, you moron?
Yes, let's. Santa Fe, New Mexico. In a novel move to curb drunk driving, New Mexico is using talking urinals to remind drinkers not to get behind the wheel when drunk. The State Transportation Department said on Thursday it has put some 500 talking deodorizers in bar and restaurant restrooms in the state in recent days to remind drivers not to drink and drive. "Hey, big guy, having a few drinks? Then listen up," a voice chirps in. "Think you've had one too many? Then it's time to call a cab or call a sober friend for a ride home." Transportation Department spokesman S.U. Maish said the motion activated devices were part of an attempt to think outside the box to tackle drunk driving in the state.
"I have a few ideas about what these devices can say. How about, hey, you're pissed? Why don't you go and find a nice gutter to sleep it off, Alki? Or alternatively, oh, so now you're hearing voices, I think you have had one too many, champ. Or how about, I have detected elevated levels of alcohol in your urine, I would suggest that you save your liver and catch a cab right home. Of course I could work blue and say, hey buddy, doesn't look like the ladies are going to be interested in that thing, might as well go home and save yourself the embarrassment."
Does whiskey count as beer?
Today there's a beer for everyone.
"Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer, you wanna come along?"
"Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight."
"Now there's a brew for the future."
"Want me to bring you something back?"
"Thanks, but I got some right here."
Microsoft Brew.
"You got a beer tap on your computer?"
"With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it."
"Let me get this straight, you make your own beer with the computer?"
"With the right software, you can do anything."
Microsoft Brew.
"Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you gotta get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Jerusalem! Israeli police investigating why a car was blocking traffic in the fast lane of a major highway Sunday found a couple inside having sex. A police spokeswoman said the female driver and male passenger gave in to their passions without pulling over to the side of the road, causing congestion and leaving other motorists having to swerve to dodge their stationary vehicle. A patrolman gave the woman a ticket for holding up traffic.
"I'm not sure what to say. Humans are such disgusting creatures. I still don't understand the thrill that rubbing parts of your inner tract together attains."
And I'm pretty sure that's a thrill that you'll never understand, Sam. And men think we are so tough. A furry uninvited guest had manly men at an iron range tire shop shrieking and hopping on desks. "It was pretty humorous," said Conservation Officer Dan Starr, who filed a report on the critter's break-in. "Here were these big, burly outdoors guys running around screaming. Taconite Tire employees arrived at work on Monday to find what they thought was a giant rat inside the store. I was the first one to come in to work one out, said Shannon Bergman, an off-road tire salesman. I walked in and in the waiting area I saw this big rat and I took off. Mayhem ensued. After scampering out the front door, he called a buddy and told him to bring his rifle to dispatch the critter. On edge, employees stalked the rat, entering the office where it was holed up. We are looking around in the office and a box falls. I must have it, said Bob Delhoff, a brawny alignment specialist and stock car racer. I thought it was going to attack me from behind.
Interesting blow to these men's egos. I'm sure that the gentlemen of the surrounding area will of course be polite and not make light of this momentary lapse of bravery in these men.
Are you kidding, Sam? These guys are never going to live this down. Forever they will be getting rats of every size, shape, and color being sent to this shop.
Sadly, what you are probably right.
Well, that should just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. If you would like to give me a comment about the show, please feel free to call me at 206-202-5613. I would appreciate your support. Thank you once again for listening to What You Know Net Radio, and have a great night.
Get back to work.